And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, and totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, in Romans chapter 3, we're about halfway through verse 25. The scripture poses an ironic question.
It does?
Yeah, it says, was God being entirely fair and just when he did not punish those who sinned in former times? The question is ironic because God, being the only one who can truly judge sin, determines when and how to punish sin. The duration and impact of that punishment are up to God and God alone. Next, Paul then asserts that God is entirely fair in judging or declaring people to be sinful or not, as of course he's in charge of that. He also clarifies that God declares those who believe in Jesus to be right in his sight. However, he poses another question. Can we boast about this? The answer is no, as acceptance by God is not due to our actions. Therefore, boasting is not permitted. Ooh. And finally, our righteousness is not based on our good deeds, our good looks, or anything else. It's based on faith, as stated in Romans 3:28. We are made right with God through faith and not by obeying the law. Any attempt to add another element to this equals futility. Can I just say that again? Any attempt to add any other element to this equals futility. Faith is the vehicle God has chosen. And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And way, way. So much more. Now, we always warn you. We try to get you to remember. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. And so we're asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show. It does work. I did get Joanne. I did get your email. I'm just letting you know. You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show. So if you're in San Diego, where right now it's 1203. If you're in Denver, where it's 103, Dallas 203, Detroit 303, you can still text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. Yep, you can do it. It's a phone and it works. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. All right, I'm going to have a little bit of a problem here. Just so you can know. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like sharing a cheat meal on your diet with your favorite person.
Thank you, David. Happy Totally Triumphant Tuesday.
Totally Triumphant Tuesday. Isn't that great? You want to hear what I cheated with on my... You always want to hear that, right?
Yes.
Just going to tell everybody. You can all just go, ooh. Just had to have... more than one scoop of Rocky Road ice cream.
Oh, that's a good one.
So good. It was so good. I was going, ah. Hey, 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 hey.
That deserves an applause.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, I haven't had this for a while. I love you, Lord. After you have your first or second bite, you go, that was so good. Then you know you've got more to go. It's like, yes. That's all I'm going to say. Yes. Okay. All right. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, well, we got a lot of bottom lines on the show, but it's kind of fun, and people are used to hear me saying that. So, and if not, here's the bottom line. All right. Bottom line is, this was a joke. If you want to reach out to us by email, you can do that. Okay? If you want to, that's david@hemustincrease.org. If you want to text us, you can do that. 214-210-8483. If you want to call us, you can do that at 972-445-0770. So what would you do that for? You would do that for praise reports, anything that's going on. You know when stuff is going on in your life and the Lord is doing it. Here's an opportunity to share it and bless other people, be encouraged yourself, and then also honor the Lord. If you've got a prayer request, let's take my faith, Jacob's faith, everybody's faith. We'll just put it together. We'll take everybody in the audience's faith. They're all over from different parts of the country and different parts of the world. We'll just take all our faith and combine it and ask the Lord to help. That's what we do. We love one another. We take care of one another. We're a part of the body of Christ. Jesus is the head. We are blood relatives. I get not annoyed. Okay, I get annoyed when people go, well, blood is thicker than water. That's correct, but that reference is blood being family blood being thicker than the water being from baptism. That's where that saying comes from. Here's the answer. We are blood relatives. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. We also have the same Father. We also drink of one Holy Spirit. It's like we have one water tank that we're drinking from, so to speak. And all I'm trying to say is that's what it is. That's what we're called to. To take care of one another, to love one another, to be a witness to the world, and to honor the Lord by loving each other the way that he loved us. There you go. So if you've got something to share, call. If you've got something to text, send an email. Maybe you've got a joke that's better than mine. I caught a couple of good ones, two pretty good ones, two okay ones. We'll do a little bit of history, plus we'll do Bible trivia, picking it up from the very last question that we asked. Hint, 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 hint. Here's your next Bible trivia question. Who is it that says in the book of Revelation, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come? Is that the elders, the angels, the Lamb, or the living creatures? The elders, the angels, the Lamb, or the living creatures who say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. Revelation 4, 8. If you think you know. Okay, going from Revelation 4, 8. Hint, hint, hint. Give us a call, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So here's your choices. Who said, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come? The elders, the living creatures, the Lamb, or the angels? Which one said, holy, holy, holy? I mean, they probably did it a lot better than I can do it. Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come? If you think you know, reach out to us. Don't be afraid. If you get it wrong, we'll get you there. You know that. That's how we are. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA because we need to do our DNA. DNA, D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Now, how do I define that? Okay, watch this. This is a really good way to do it, right? Every day that you wake up. Okay. How's that? Is that a good one? That's a good one. Every day that you wake up. That's daily, okay? Draw closer to the Lord daily. That's a good way to say it. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. I don't know if you guys heard. Yeah, you don't even want to tell. The most recent thing is so absurd. It's just, they're absolutely moving to get the Bible and anything that represents the truth as hate speech. Crosses across America that have been put up and standing for 100 years are being challenged. It's just sad. That's all I'm going to say. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, ever. Because, again, none of them have a heaven to put you in but the Lord. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, right? You're ready for your king. If the king summoned you, not political leaders, if the king of the universe summoned you to the throne, would you be ready? In other words, would you go in there going, well, hold on, I haven't brushed my teeth yet. You just wait a second there, kingy. I got to brush my teeth and I got to switch my socks and stuff, and I'll get back to you as soon as I'm ready. That is not how that would go, is it? Right? If you are summoned by the king, you are there. We need to be ready if the king calls upon us. That's it. That's what you got to do. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. Always be ready to serve your Lord. Always. Okay? All right. Trivia question. Who says, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come? Okay, that's a good one. Is it the elders, the living creatures, the Lamb, or the angels? Specifically, I'm going to say it one more time, specifically Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. Okay, if there's any room that it can change, I will acknowledge that, but that's pretty clear. All right, in the meantime, a couple things I want to do. I want to pray over the audience, okay? And I want to pray over everybody. And here's what I'm going to pray, and you're going to think I'm crazy, but, you know, well, you're right. So it doesn't matter, but I'm God's crazy, and that's what counts. I want to pray over the audience for this sense. There's a sense of dread and fear, and I just want to pray against that since God does not give us that. So let's just pray as a fellowship. Let's pray as a family. Father, we come before you right now, and we thank you and we praise you. You are awesome to us. Your kindness exceeds us. Your love is just so far above us at times, Lord. And the more we know, the more we appreciate, the more we grow in you, the more we get it. And you just love us so much. And we just want to thank you for that. Just thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for every answered prayer. Thank you for every day. Thank you for every moment. We are so honored to be yours. We deserve nothing, and rejoice that you pour out upon us everything in the name of your Son. We just rejoice. And Lord, there's a lot going on in our world, as there oftentimes is in the world. And it's easy for people to get caught up. But Lord, your word teaches us that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And we don't have to be afraid. We don't know what that future is, but we know you hold it. And we know we can trust you. And we know that you will lead us in the path. And all of that will draw us closer to you. And that's all we want. This is not our home. We look forward to the city where you are the builder, the architect, where you have laid the foundation. Help us to keep our hearts and minds focused there. Help us to lay up treasures in heaven and to seek first the kingdom of God and to not let the dread or the rumors or the noise of the world affect us as much as it does. By your grace, by your mercy, by your peace, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. So stand firm in the Lord. Okay. Don't be entangled again in a yoke of bondage. You don't have to be. All right. We do have somebody I think is ready to answer the trivia question, so we will send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Gary. Missed you the other day, but I know you can't call in every day, but I appreciate it when you call in. I want you to know I'm always thinking of you, brother. Okay.
Well, I've been praying for all of you.
So great, great, and brother, in the next 10 days, just an extra minute a day. That's what I'm going to ask you as the move gets closer and closer. All right, here, let me set up the triv question, and then we'll go from there and pray over you. There is a group in Revelation 4:8, and they say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come? Is that the elders, the Lamb, the angels, or the living creatures?
Well, I thought it was the four beasts.
Okay, so the other word for beast, because beast is the King James, the New King James would be, we just talked about that, is the living creature. So you are correct, just using the other translation. I went with the New King James on this one. I go with, you know, if you, you know, listen to the show, you know, I go different on virtual. So it's either the beasts or the living creatures and the, you know, the special creatures. And there's about four or five translations. All of them would work. Because they don't really know what to call them. So that's what you've been between beasts and living creatures. You're like, what is that? And it's like, well, it was a little bit beyond the moment. You know, that's what it was. But yes, they're the ones who say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come, which is a, that's what we call an interlinear statement. And that means God is not bound by time. If he always was, always is, and always will be, he was, is, and is to come, he's not stuck in a parallel time frame. He functions outside of that, which is so cool. It's like, wait, what? So that's where it gets. I love stuff like that. That's where I just keep getting into it. All right, let me pray. How are you doing on the other? We're going to pray for your health, but how's the other stuff? Any different? Kind of the same? Where's that at?
Things are about the same. I might be just a little better.
Okay. Well, we want him to be a lot better. So we need, instead of dewdrops, we need showers, right? So let's pray for that. Okay. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up our brother, and we love our brother, Gary, and we want him to know that. We appreciate him. He is our brother. He is your child. He is your son. And so, Lord, we are asking that for his situations, you know, a little better is good, Lord. It's better. I mean, that's a better direction than the other. But, Lord, dewdrops are not going to cut it. It's just not going to do it. We need showers of blessings for him. We need things to open up, to just become different for him. And we ask you to open that wide, like the windows up in heaven. Just open it wide and pour it out upon him. And, Lord, he needs healing. And he's going to come petition you, and we're going to petition with him as our brother, and we're going to join him in his struggle and pray to you and ask you in the name and authority of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, because you are Jehovah Rapha, because by his stripes we are healed, because you are willing, we are asking you to bring that healing into his body and manifest the kingdom of God inside of Gary. And make him whole. We ask you for this. Sure, we want the circumstances, but we want his health whole. We pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and I will continue to pray for all of you, and God bless you.
God bless you, brethren. Thank you. All right, we will take our break and then come back. You are listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Today is Have a Bad Day Day. I don't know. Have a Bad Day Day? Somebody had to take the time to name a day a bad day? I don't know.
I think it's also National Men's Day, so that kind of works.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Play Monopoly Day is also a holiday that some people like. And then World Toilet Day.
Okay.
I'm not even going to... Not even close. Not even going to touch that. For those that want to know, this is the stuff I like. This is what you get when you listen to the show. On this day in 1959, the Edsel was discontinued. That might be interesting. But this is what's fascinating. Rocky and Bullwinkle. Rocky and his friends premiered on this day in 1959. See, that's important.
I hated that cartoon.
Did you really hate
Horrible.
That cartoon?
Okay. Horrible.
I liked it. I always thought, you know, the Russians did it. Do you remember when they were going
Natasha
through?
Yeah, and Boris.
They were going through this whole thing with Donald Trump and that whole thing, and people kept dropping in these memes with the it was so funny. I mean, it was some pretty funny stuff. And I will tell you one last thing, and we'll get into the teaching. We'll do trivia in the next segment. I will let you know that my wife and I got into a discussion last night. As we were watching television, as we were watching a show, while we're working on stuff together, and I don't have the answer, so I'm going to ask Wonder Julie. And if you call in for a trivia, you might be able to give us the answer. But we're watching a show, and in the show, there's all these people that are skydiving. And then the last guy goes, and I tried to say, well, it looks like he skydived. And then I was like, well, that doesn't sound right. Skydived, because that's past tense. And then skydove, and then that didn't sound right. And then skydiven, and that doesn't sound right. Skydived, that doesn't sound right. Skydive, jump out. I mean, what is the past tense of skydived? It just seems weird. It seems like it's a weird. Do you have any idea what it is?
I don't know. I never would jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
It was one of those things we looked at each other and laughed because we're like, I don't even know the answer to this. My English is so bad. I can't even figure out how to give me the past tense. I mean, sky dove, but it just seems like a weird word. Maybe it's me. That's what happens when they experiment with you when drugs, when you're like 1 year old. Try this on him. Try this on him. That was me. All right, let's go into Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Poor Wonder Julie's going, what happened to you? Nothing. It's the same idiotic me.
Hey, I leave you alone for one day, and the wheels come off.
Yeah, the wheels on the bus go round and round. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770. The Truth Station here in Texas. I will say one thing. Shell has finally given the answer to that same Phil for time and time and time again. We've been doing that Phil for 5 years. He said the answer is went skydiving. That is probably the best answer anybody's ever given. Went skydiving, Dave. Oh, good. Okay. All right. We do want to pray for one of our own. I cannot express what it is about because I am not permitted to. But it is somebody that has called our show every so often, and just the other day called and shared a wonderful testimony and then had some things they had to deal with today. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray because the Lord knows. See, this is the thing I love about God. He knows everything. Okay, now, what's scary is that God knows everything. You know that little thought in the back of your head, the little nook and cranny thought you think nobody else knows? You're wrong. God knows. But Dave, that's not the best thought. Yeah, he knows that too, which is amazing because he still chose you, right? Okay. But so we want to pray for this person and her husband. And she called and gave a wonderful testimony yesterday. And so we're just going to pray for her, and you're just going to pray along with me. All we're going to ask is that the Lord would pour out grace on the situation. Okay, now, who can argue with that, right? And specifically, Hebrews 4:16 says, we come to the throne of grace with confidence to receive mercy and to find grace in our time of need, which means grace is positional and it's situational. So that's what we're praying for. Father, we come before you now again, and we pray for our sister and brother, husband and wife who are before you, who are doing their best to serve you and honor you, bringing people, Lord, to church and having to face trials of all different kinds. And we ask you that you would pour out your grace into their situation. You would not let the enemy discourage, and that, Lord, instead you would fill their hearts with a sense of expectation and anticipation, no matter what their ears hear or even what their eyes see, but that they would have an expectancy on what they can believe. You tell us to walk by faith and not by sight. We pray that you would gift them that and that they would walk by faith and not by sight and anticipate your grace in the situation. Lift them up to you. We know you have the situation in hand. Trust you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, there you go. All right, let us entertain you. Here's our next trivia question. Here, you guys should get this. That's all I'm going to say. In the right hand of him who sat on the throne was a book. How many seals were on the book? Is it 2, 4, 7, or 12? Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. Okay, now, let me tell you how to do this because we did have somebody call in and leave a message. I did get your message, but you got to call in on another number or text. this is one of the things you got to walk people through. It's no big deal. Everybody's got to just learn how to do it. That's all. So If you know the answer, in the right hand of him who sat on the throne was a book. How many seals were on that book? Is it 2, 4, 7, or 12? Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. So what you do is you either call this number I'm going to share, 972-445-0770. That phone number will put you in touch with Jacob. You don't have to go on the air if you don't want to. But if you want to call, that would be the number to call, 972-445-0770. You can also text, and that's how a lot of people do it too. It makes them feel safe, and there's nothing wrong with that. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You can also send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. That's david@hemusincrease.org. The trivia question, in the right hand of him who sat on the throne, this is Revelation 5:1, was a book with how many seals? 2, 4, 7, or 12. Okay? You can call, text, or send an email. In the meantime, I want to get into the Word of God, and we'll see how the joke. I never get to tell jokes anymore. I just want to say it makes me sad. Okay. Okay, we're in Romans chapter 3, and we're at the halfway point on verse 25. We're going to pick it up from there, although somebody is calling in, so we do want to give them the chance to answer. Nope. Okay, here we go. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. God was being entirely fair and just when he did not punish those who sinned in former times. Verse 26, and he is entirely fair and just in this present time when he declares sinners to be right in his sight because they believe in Jesus. This is the New Living Translation for those that are using different translations. I understand. It's okay. You'll survive it. Here's the bottom line. It says that God is being entirely fair when he, or being righteous when he did not punish those who sinned earlier, and then he's being entirely fair when he's not, when he is punishing people afterwards. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute, you gotta, if he's gonna punish one group over here, you gotta punish another group over here. You gotta do it like this, you gotta do it like this. Let me explain to you why that is what we would call ridiculous. Because only God, who has been sinned against at the level he's been sinned against, has the determination, the right, and the justice to declare who, when, why, what for, how it comes about, to what level that sin is dealt with. No other human being can step in for God and say that eternal sin will be dealt with this way. It's like, no. What happens, and what Paul's argument is, stop. This is God's call. We're talking about our debt to God that started all the way in the garden and transferred from every one of us as each one of us has sinned, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We already covered that in Romans 3:23. And it is up to God to decide when that punishment is, how that punishment is, and what will take place. But the caveat is that it is up to him, and he's entirely fair to do it as he sees fit, because you don't have the right to judge. The most ironic thing that people fight about is, well, I can forgive somebody's sin who sinned against me. Well, that's really cool, dude or dudette, but what about the other 7 billion people on the planet who have sinned? You can't say anything about them, but God can, because everybody sinned against God. So only God has the right to judge all that way. But he says this at the end. He is entirely fair and just in this present time when he declares sinners to be right in his sight because they believe in Jesus. Hey, here's an amazing thought. Do you remember that time when you said yes to the Lord and you knew that you were forgiven? You're still forgiven. The same exact way. That didn't go down on God's side. That didn't reduce. That didn't change. It doesn't change now that he knows you. You're forgiven, period. What do we say about, it's so important to understand salvation. Salvation is past tense, present tense, and future tense. We have been justified. We are being sanctified. We will yet be glorified. In justification, we have been, the penalty of sin has been dealt with. In sanctification, the power of sin is being dealt with, which is why you're being made into the image of Jesus Christ. And in the future, the glorification, the presence of sin will be dealt with, and there will be no more boo-hoos. That is in the hands of God. And he justified you, and now he's sanctifying you, and he will glorify you. Isn't that amazing? Because even just a second ago in the trivia question, we were mentioning this, and that was what? That the four living creatures, the four beasts, say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," which was and is to come. That is your sin. It was, penalty's done. Is, being dealt with so you look like Jesus. Is to come, its presence from your life will be completely eradicated, and you will be in glory. Isn't that cool? I mean, come on, how is that not cool? That's cool. Get that? All right. So now we have a trivia question. We didn't have an answer, though, right? So I do need to give the trivia answer, which we got a bazillion texts on. So I guess people are like, I don't want to talk. It's okay. In the right hand of him who sat on the throne was a book. How many seals on the book? 2, 4, 7, or 12, according to Revelation chapter 5, verse 1? 7. Seven seals, ladies and gentlemen, seven seals. We'll take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
The David Spoon Experience.
They were sisters?
That is correct, sir! You are right. And it's like I'm not saying, I don't want to, you know, say it, but like, yuck. That's all I can say. It's like, I'm sorry, that's all I can come up with. Like, yowza.
Well, he was tricked into it.
So. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go with that. But I mean, if you're the two sisters, you just got to be thinking, now, wait a second here.
Can I tell a real quick joke?
I won't take
up much time, hopefully.
I'll try to make it biblical,
but not scriptural.
I'm with you. That's about 99% of everything we do on jokes. Trust me.
I figured you understand. Well, to set this up.
Okay.
To set this up, when I ask the question, you'll have to answer it to the first thing that pops into your head. Otherwise, it's kind of like those knock-knock jokes. You have to say knock-knock, you know, or who's there. So anyway, Paul was out in the Mediterranean Sea. He was sailing across it. And right before the storm hit, he was writing some letters. And he was sitting there writing, and one of the sailors came up and looked at him and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm writing some letters here." And Paul put down his quill and parchment and looked up at the sailor and decided this is the time to talk to him. He says, "Now here's the question, David, and this is where you have to answer."
Okay.
"What is a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet?"
And the
sailor said, "Nah, that would be the C, matey, the C."
That's a good one. So it's not the R. No, it's the C. It's the C, matey.
Hey, I love your show. Thanks for keeping it going.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a great brother and a great support. We appreciate you.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where we will do either history or jokes in the next segment, because I don't know how this show goes by so fast. I just don't get it. It's just like, bing, bing, bing. I mean, I'm telling you. All right, here's your trivia question. You guys ought to get this. I should not have one piece of difficulty with this. Revelation 5:4, who was worthy to open up the book and break the seals? Who was worthy to open up the book and break the seals? The elders, the beasts, the lamb, or the angels? Who was worthy? Who alone is worthy to open up and break the seals? Was it the elders, the beasts, the lamb, or the angels? Revelation chapter 5, verse 4. Al striking in two pow-pows. Nice job, Sir Al. Very good. If you think you know the answer, I'm going to tell you how to get in touch with it. Then I'm going to send you up to the website. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. The question is, who was worthy to open the book and break the seals? Is it the elder, the beasts, the lamb, or the angels? Revelation 5:4. In the meantime, I'm going to send you up to the website. If you can give, that's great. We can use a little bit of extra because things are just a little tough. They're not terrible. They're just tough. You know, it's tough everywhere. I'm praying for everybody's finances every single day. Everybody that listens to this show, I pray for your financial well-being because I know it's not always easy. Okay? I mean, that's cool. And we have some of that going on. You should be praying for us. And if I had $1 billion, I'd just give it to everybody who's connected to us. I just don't have $1 billion. I'm looking for five. Anyway, $5. A joke. If you can give, great. The other thing is the new book is on there. So the book is either by audio, by ebook, or by print. Print takes like a week or a little more than that to get there. Ebook is instantaneous and so does audio. I think it's pretty cool. And I'm gonna tell you why I got that book in motion in this next segment because of the connection to it. Check all that stuff out and anything else. Plus, you can also put a prayer request or a praise report on the website. No problems whatsoever. That is at the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
I got passed by a truck the other day, and on the back of their bumper, it said Large Marge. I was like,
that's funny. That's good timing.
That is just too funny. It's just, you can't believe how funny that is. All right, we do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Curtis.
Hello, Curtis. How are you?
Pretty good, my brother, rolling down the road. You said this was a trivia question everybody should know, but I'm probably that one guy that's going to kind of take a guess at it, if that's okay.
Okay. Let me set it up for you, okay? And then you can answer your guess, but you're going to get there no matter what happens, I promise you. Who was worthy to open the book and break the seals? Is that the elders, the beasts, the angels, or the lamb?
David, I'm going to go with the lamb.
That is correct, I know!
Oh, awesome. I love it.
You're absolutely 100% correct, and I think it's really important to understand that what they find out is the lamb is deemed worthy, and then when after that statement is made and there's the looking at the lamb, it's that the lamb is the lion and it's the lion is the lamb, and you find out that they're connected. It's just really a great way to say that Jesus is the lion and the lamb, and it's so cool. Excellent job, yeah, my brother. Right on target.
I didn't know if it was a little clear or not, but when you said the one and only, that was kind of like, okay, I'm going to lean towards the lamb.
That is 100% correct, and that was the exact way to do it. So you picked up on it perfectly. Excellent job.
David, you got time for a quick corny joke?
Yes, of course I do. As long as it makes me smile ear to ear, yes. Get it? Okay, go.
Okay, brother, what is the difference between a cat and a frog?
A cat and a frog.
A cat has 9 lives. A frog croaks every night.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's pretty good. I'm going to give it to you.
I warned you.
It was worth it. Good job, brother.
Have a blessed day, you and Jacob, my friend. It's always a pleasure.
All right, God bless you, bro.
Thank you, David.
All right. You get to tell your own jokes, right?
No more jokes today.
Okay, well, I guess we're probably not doing jokes today. All right, let's go back to this text. I want you to get this super duper 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 important. If I say it's super duper important, it's all super duper important, but this is super duper important from my point of view. It's all super duper. Okay, never mind. Verse 27 of Romans chapter 3 says this: can we boast that we have done anything to be accepted by God? No. Because our acquittal is not based on good deeds. It is based on faith. Let's just stop. Verse 27. Can we boast that what we have done anything to be accepted by God? No. Because our acquittal is not based on our good deeds. It is based on our faith. This is verse 27. So, guided by the Holy Spirit, Paul is explaining that our acquittal is not based on good deeds. I have talked to you about this before and will do so again in the future. If you take an average person's lifetime of 80 years, you get them into the age of accountability, which I'll even grant could be 13. You know, from the Jewish law perspective, it's different for each person. It's not a particular age. It's when a person becomes conscious to what's right and wrong. But I'll even go 13. I don't even care. And then you talk about that average person sinning, and then you have to count every word, every action and every thought that is contrary to God, that an average person is going to sin somewhere between 325,000 and 750,000 times in their life. I, of course, have exceeded the 1 million mark way long ago. Just telling you. My point is, you're not going to have 750,000 good deeds, and it wouldn't matter if you did because it ain't good enough. If you have a white sheet and you only stain it once with red, it's still stained. That doesn't change. So no amount of good deeds can ever equal, let alone outweigh, the bad stain that's on the white sheet, because the stain is there, even if it's one. God fellowships with no stain. We have to be no stained, which is why we need the righteousness of Jesus Christ imputed to us. And as we have received the imputing, it becomes a part of us. First, we've got to be positionally correct. Then he works out the practicalities. So the important part to understand, this is just like critical. And what he asks in verse 27 of Romans 3 is there anything that we could do to be accepted? And the answer is emphatic. It's like yelling. No, you cannot do it. It is beyond you. It has to be based on faith. And so I'm gonna kind of wind this in because I want to bring it up in the next section. This is why I wrote the book on faith, The Faith That Pleases God, because that's what God wants. And if you're a true, authentic believer, I don't care what your denomination is. I don't care what your background is. I don't care where you're from. I don't care your anything. I don't care about your race. I don't care about your upbringing. I don't care about anything whatsoever. If you're an authentic believer, you want to please God. Period. Anybody who says otherwise, not an authentic believer. That's just super easy to nail down. And so there, I wrote the book, The Faith That Pleases God. Is that the answer to everything? No, I take everything I've ever taught. It's from the book. It's not my stuff. God wrote this thousands of years ago, technically before time began. I'm just borrowing his stuff. And the bottom line is, it's faith. It's based on faith. And if we don't understand it's based on faith, we're ignoring God and what he's saying. And we're establishing or trying to establish our own righteousness, which, by the way, is exactly what the world is doing with all of these weird woke things and all of these, you know, all these weirdo equality kind of things. It's just bizarre. It's like man is continually seeking to establish his own righteousness and continually failing. The righteousness that comes from God is provided through Jesus Christ. And it is received and applied by faith, given by grace and love. And that's it. Get it? All right, we're going to hammer that home in a bit. Take a short break, then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, our words will justify us or condemn us. And we understand our words will justify us or condemn us because they reveal our hearts. So therefore, in conclusion that our words justify us or condemn us because they reveal our hearts, we need to remember and operate and function in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, which says this. And actually, you can even look at verse 19. Speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Ephesians 5:19. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you know that by your words you're justified and condemned, because you know they reveal your heart, you ought to make sure that you follow the scriptures that Paul commands us to follow, and you ought to be being thankful in everything. You ought to be being thankful in everything. And if you are thankful in everything, that will be a part of your verbalization or your speech, and that will be a revelation as to what's in your heart. Are you a thankful Christian? For everything. And you say, well, Dave, I'm thankful that he saved me, but I'm going through this trial and I don't like it. I'm not so thankful for the trial. And I say, I understand. I understand that. And again, not a new revelation coming right here. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 tells you the ticket, the method, the system by which you can be thankful in everything. Dave, are you going to mean I should be thankful in a divorce proceeding? I should be thankful that my brother is a drug addict? I should be thankful that I'm going bankrupt? I should be thankful that these terrible things are happening? Or that I should be thankful that I can't sleep? No, I think you should read Romans 8:28 with me and respond to this. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. So I think the answer is, can you be thankful in all those things? Yes. For going through a divorce? No. But that God is going to work into your lives good things through this process? Absolutely. If you don't believe that God is going to work things that are good into your lives in your trial, you don't believe anything he says. Because one of the greatest premises that Jesus laid down is, and I caught this just earlier this week, let not your hearts be troubled. There will be trouble in the world. I've overcome the world. It's like, but Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Well, as though we had a choice. We do. We do. And we should be thankful in all of it while we're going through for the actual drug addiction. No, but that God's not going to give up on the person. He's going to work good out of it.
The David Spoon Experience.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We are going to do a trivia question, brief history, go back into the teaching on faith. It's just been fun. And in a sense, I feel like the Lord gives me some relief and grace for all the stuff that we're just trying to get. It's not like the moving's the end of the world, so I'm not saying that. But I'm just thankful today's the last day my wife's going to be at this particular district. Let's just leave it there. That's just the nicest way to say that. Okay, here we go. Here's your next trivia question. As the seals were opened, one by one. Okay, so you know the seals are open, right? Right? This is Revelation 6. In totality, between verses 1 and 8 in Revelation 6, how many horses came forward? Is it 4, 12, or 24 horses that came forward? Revelation chapter 6, 1 through 8 is your reference point. How many total horses came as the seals were being opened? There's, you know, seals are open. I can't say anything more because I would give it away. As the seals were open, how many total horses came forward? Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 through 8. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Think how many horsemen of the apocalypse. That might help you. All right, in the meantime, we'll do a brief history, so let's do that.
Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is National Eggs Benedict Day, and I love Eggs Benedict.
That's a good one.
Just nothing else you can say. Just love it. And I take and I get the hash browns, and I take a little bit of ketchup and a little bit of Tabasco, and I put them on the hash browns, and I mix them up. I love it. Love it. Okay, that's number one. Number two, it is National Save an Elephant Day. I'll just get right out there and do that right now. Okay? All right. Number three, it's Wear Pajamas to Work Day. See, now that's a good one.
I had that one down.
That's a good one, right?
Yep. Unfortunately, we aren't celebrating that right now. We did not wear pajamas to the station.
That's true. Oh, well. All right. And then today, I love this. It's a classic. 1972, on this day, lightning strikes. Roy C. Sullivan is struck by lightning for the fourth time of his seven times that he was struck with lightning in his lifetime. Guinness Book of World Records.
Man, I can't imagine. Talk about the worst luck. Struck by lightning seven
that
times.
That guy has an electric personality. That's all I'm going to go with.
There you go. There's the joke. Got the joke in.
As the seals were opened, how many total horses were seen in Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 through 8? How many total horses? 4, 12, or 24? If you think you know, you got to be swift like the horses. 972-445-0770. No, not like the singer. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org, to verse 28 and what I think is one of the key verses in the New Testament, especially in the theological realms. Verse 28 says this, so we were made right with God through faith and not by obeying the law. Okay, argument. Really? Our righteousness is not based on good deeds. It's not based on our good looks, and it's not based on anything else. It's based on faith. We were made right with God through faith and not obeying the law. I mean, it specifically says that. Any attempt to add any other element to this equation is ridiculous. Faith is the vehicle that God has chosen. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Okay? That's everything. Right? Faith pleases God. Faith is the vehicle by which we receive from God and operate with God. Abraham exhibited faith. 25 years later, it came to pass, but he was made righteous when he said, I believe, not when it came to pass. But that's what enabled him to hold on until it came to pass, was the faith. So faith is this vehicle, and that's why it says we walk by faith and not by sight. That's why Jesus said that if we have faith, nothing is impossible to them that believe. This is all what that is. This is why I wrote the book. I know it's not a brilliant book, but don't get weird on me. It's just to encourage your faith. Why? Because that pleases God. That's why. That's what we want. You see? All right, we do have somebody ready to answer. Got about a minute or so. Let's send them on through for the triv. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Cordelia, Dr. David.
Hi, Cordelia. How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
All right, let me set you up on the triv question. You ready?
Yes, sure.
Okay. As the seals were opened, how many total horses were seen? Was that 4, 12, or 24?
4.
That is correct, Amundo! 4 horses, the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse. That is correct. 4 and only 4. And I don't know why people would think there's 24. That would be a really big stable. That's all I'm going to say.
Right. And black, white, red, and pale.
That's it. That's it.
That's the color of the 4 horses.
That's exactly black, right. White, what? Right? White, red, black, and pale. We're going to talk about that, too. Okay. Boy, there's a lot of fun when we get into that. That's going to be a kick. But excellent job, Cordelia. Props to you.
You're welcome. And we'll be praying for you as you move.
Thank you so much.
That's pretty hard.
All right.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. She's such a delight. Okay. All right. That's the show for today. Everybody smile and laugh. And yay, we're through another show. All right, folks. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. 22 and a half hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.